We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up at 8, as it does every morning on this show, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will discuss why Kevin Garnett finally made up with Ray Allen, among other things, coming up at 8 during They Said It. This is John from Cape Cod, where we will be for the second annual road show at the Beachcomber on Friday, June the 9th, I believe. Hello, John.
Good morning, guys. What's on up? The topic of being on Wi-Fi, people know what you're doing. I have this device that my kids gave me for Christmas. It's called Meter, M-E-A-T-E-R. It's a little probe thermometer. You stick in whatever you're cooking, a chicken, a roast, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Whatever you're cooking, and it works perfectly. But I got the surprise of my life the other night. I cooked a pork roast the other night,
yeah.
And it came out perfectly. The thing tells you, it connects to your phone, tells you when to take the roast out, how long to let it rest, blah, and all of that. The next morning, I got an email from Meter saying, John, tell us how the pork roast came out. Did you enjoy using Meter?
Yeah.
So, I mean, a little thing that you stick, they know what you're cooking. Wi-Fi is kind of scary.
Yeah, I mean, thank God thank God you only stuck it in the roast.
How did they even know what I was cooking?
They know everything.
They know everything.
Everybody knows everything.
It really doesn't bother me. Like some people say, and this, I assume John is calling because my lead this morning was that the CEO of TikTok was grilled for 5 hours yesterday by Congress about how much data of Americans they are sharing with the Chinese government. And so people get freaked out. Like you're having a discussion with somebody and then somebody grabs their phone and they go, look, we're talking about pants and I just got a display ad on Instagram. Like, that doesn't freak me out. That doesn't bother. Does it bother you?
Or are some moments where I'm talking.
Because they're listening?
It's more so you don't even have to say a brand name.
Mm-hmm.
You can explain an item of clothing and it pops up on the other person's thing immediately. You can text about it and
right.
It happens immediately. It doesn't freak me out. I mean, it makes me buy something, you know, it's working. But I just don't understand this outcry over, oh my God, they know everything about us. TikTok doesn't have a ton of information about me.
See,
I don't think it doesn't have my phone number. I have it so that my location is not tracking.
So you're not concerned at all.
If you're about your apps, then you should have no concern in my eyes. And if anything, if you're going to then tell me, well, you can turn off your location and it can still track you, well, then that's an issue with Apple. Because I'm using an Apple phone. If they're telling me one thing and it's doing something else, then that's an issue.
I mean, Chime, you spend hours on TikTok.
Yeah.
You're not concerned about it at all.
No,
right?
If somebody wants to steal my identity, go for it. It's bad news for them.
Right. What are they getting out of it?
They're getting worse off.
Yeah. It's weird because you think it's the boomers, but also it's not just them. It's the younger people, too. It's like the millennials and Gen Zs because they got so much anxiety and they don't
paranoia.
The paranoia.
It's wild.
I just like.
What are you saying? Boomers are paranoid?
No, yes. I'm saying yes. Everybody is paranoid.
About tech, yes.
Yes.
100%.
But I think even the the Gen Zers might even be more like paranoid.
No,
because they anxiety.
Deal with, because they,
well,
deal
they
with,
have anxiety, but I don't think it's about
it's
what
not quite the same,
people bullying you on social media. It's not about the Chinese government.
No, but
think.
It's about the anxiety that, like, oh my God, if somebody gets my pictures, if somebody does this, and then, you know, their anxiety is so different because every, like, nowadays there's a million filters because they don't want, oh, I got to take it in the perfect light. You can't see the real me. Their younger people's anxiety is crazy. So they're probably concerned that their stuff will get leaked, and then now they're looking in a bad light.
This is Jay from Marion. What's up, Jay?
Yeah, so the TikTok thing, sure, everybody has their own, like, individual stuff that could be taken, right? Their identity. People are not caring. It sounds like we keep going on and on about who cares, right? That makes sense. But the bigger picture is the CCP having access to you and all of your contacts for swinging elections, things along those lines, where you can be fed content, you, all your friends, everyone you know, everyone that's in your contact list, being fed information that they want you to see when they want you to see it, versus another side. It's a right. divide type of a
like
thing.
Like what, though? I don't get any information. Any of this
tried,
thing is sent
tried,
to me.
They tried to take out every single one of you millennials when they told you to cook your chicken in NyQuil. Mm.
Oh, my that goodness. Was that, I didn't even get that on my feed. I didn't even know about it until
but
you brought it up.
I get what Jay's saying, and it's very true because it's a brilliant app that if you watch one Trump video, you're going to get 20 Trump videos in a row. If you watch, you know, pro-Biden one,
right?
You're going to get
right,
all Biden.
Right, that's
but
algorithm.
That's Americans doing it to themselves.
But that's great marketing.
Of course.
That's how algorithms work.
Yes.
If you search one thing, it's going to feed you more of that thing, no matter what. Even if you're just curious about something, but you don't actually have an interest in it, it will show you something like that again because you searched it out.
I mean, it's amazing how quickly it became the go-to social media platform.
Yeah. It's where the money is, too. The money that you can make on Instagram is unbelievable. The money you can make on TikTok is on another level.
Really?
Brands are putting their entire marketing budget into TikTok. It is, and I don't make any money on TikTok because I don't really do anything on it. But from what I hear from other people, what you think is a good deal on Instagram, double or triple it. And
but
that's
isn't
what,
it
yeah.
just, really? Isn't TikTok just like Instagram where you're just watching people's videos or reels, right? Isn't it really the same thing?
It is, but the whole app is reels. And the app is so good at targeting their direct audience. Reels, the algorithm isn't a thing when you're scrolling through reels, I don't believe. Because I go through reels and I see everything. TikTok,
but it's
more
way
catered.
It's the same way in IG. Like, I'll look at, like, sporting reels.
Yeah.
And then I get a ton of sporting
but
stuff.
But it's not as direct.
Courtney, a texter on the Subaru of New England text line, 781 texter, says, Your complacency with losing your privacy is exactly why there's an issue here.
Then don't have a phone.
Yeah.
By having a smartphone, you are giving up those rights to privacy already. Like every other, as Wiggy pointed out already, and this is an excellent point by Wiggy. Good job by you.
Appreciate it.
Every other app on your phone is doing the same thing. The exact same thing,
right.
Whether it's Twitter or Instagram or the Target or the Walmart or the Shaw's app, like it doesn't matter. Every app tracks your information. That's the point of it. They want to so that they can directly target you with certain marketing ads. That's how advertising works now.
Mm-hmm. And you know
but they're also they're geo tracking where you are. Like
yeah, you and on your phone, like Courtney pointed out, you can set it so this app does not track my location.
Like TikTok knew Jacoby Myers was out of here before we did.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
good for TikTok.
Like my Pokemon app, yeah, nerd time, it tracks me wherever I go so that I get extra steps accounted for.
But extra
like,
steps? What's that, five?
Yeah, you hatch Pokemon eggs by taking steps, Greg. It's a whole thing.
Oh, beautiful day for steps yesterday.
Oh,
spring is
excellent
back.
Excellent day. Henry,
I was over 10,000 for the first time in a while because
wow.
It was so beautiful
yeah.
yesterday.
What?
I'm back. I am
stunning.
Back. Oh, beach bod season.
It's right around the. It
right
is right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
It's on swole time.
Yeah, right. I will be ready. Are we doing a Hampton Beach road show?
I'm down. Listen, you know Hampton Beach is my spot. My spot. No traffic. Get up there. You never know what you're gonna get. That's the great thing about Hampton Beach. Yeah.
We're very close to being able to launch the entire roadshow schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting on Providence, and finally, my guy Mike Connor, the GM down there, great guy, but was a little slow, if I'm honest, in getting this work done, but he finally got it done. So I think
hopefully we're
the Rhode Island situation is set. Western Mass is set. Mm. Cape Cod, I mentioned Beachcomber set. Old Orchard Beach.
Yep.
Brunswick set.
Boston location.
Boston. So we'll be able to introduce the whole roadshow schedule sooner than later. All right. Coming up, they said it at 8. Courtney with the news before that at 7:30. But right now, speaking of Courtney, here is what is trending this moment.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins took care of business last night. 4-2 was your final over Montreal. Tyler Bertuzzi and David Pastrnak each had 2 points on the night. David Krejci and Jake DeBrusque each had a goal. Swayman had 29 saves in the win. Here's what Jim Montgomery had to say about the energy at this point in the season.
Again, in both games in the third period, I thought we've played the right way. We're very loose before that. Happy that we got the 2 points. It's a tough league to win in. I know we've won a lot this year, but it really is. And with the schedule as challenging as it is right now, we're playing 4 games a week, and it's 4 and 6 nights consecutively for 5 weeks. So we're not going to have the most energy we usually do have. I don't think we skated very well tonight, but it's understandable at times. But you got to give credit to those guys. We find a way to win hockey games, and it's not an easy league to win in, and we find ways to do it. That's the positive side of things.
The Bees off tonight. They welcome the Lightning to town tomorrow, but the TD Garden will still see some action. The Celtics have the Pacers at 7 p.m. this evening. The Sox got a win over the Pirates 7-4 yesterday. Red Sox spring training continues tonight at 6:05. Sox and Braves. You can listen to that on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network with Brad Foe and Will Fleming on the call on WEEI AM 850 and on the Odyssey app throughout most of New England. Countdown to opening day at Fenway. 6 days out if you want to join us.
Can't wait.
At Timeout Market.
Yeah, we'll be at Timeout, and we'll be there all morning. So great spot to start the home opener off. We'll see you there.
And according to Albert Breer, Joe Judge will be an assistant head coach for the New England Patriots next season.
What does that mean, Wiggy?
I think it means, like, let's just say Bill had a medical issue and he couldn't be there. He would then be the so he's like the vice president. He would then be the head coach.
So he does nothing. He goes to like funerals. Yeah, that's what the vice president.
Whatever the vice president.
Ribbon cuttings. Like, does he do the if they need somebody at a ribbon cutting at Patriot Place? Does Joe Judge do that?
Yeah, it's that way, and maybe it gives you a little bit more.
With any particular position group? I want to know because I know they're going to.
Well, didn't Breer kind of clarify more so that it could be assistant to the head coach, kind of like assistant to the regional manager versus assistant regional manager type deal, and then he's going to also work with special teams.
Right.
Okay.
But it ain't Mayo, we know that.
I mean, is he still working for free? Like, is he still being paid by the Giants that were still paying?
Well, I think because they changed this title,
they'd have
to pay him too. So I think he might be double dipping.
It all makes a lot more sense why he was in Bill's office when Devin McCourty showed up.
Yeah, it does.
Would you like to hear what Breer had to say on Early Edition about what this means for Jerod Mayo?
Yes.
All right.
I will say this. Like, I think at some point, we are going to get from Robert Kraft some sort of statement on Jerod Mayo and the potential succession plan and all of that. Maybe it's next week at the owners' meetings, but I think at some point, like, that's coming. And so, like, while Jerod Mayo's title might not change, my feeling is it's like probably soon we're going to get a strong endorsement from the guy in charge and the one guy who's above Bill Belichick, and that's Robert Kraft on Mayo's future with the team.
Did he say succession?
Mm-hmm.
Final season, episode 1, Sunday. Okay. I cannot wait for
you
that.
You are Greg, lucky because you go from The Last of Us right into Succession. You are not missing a beat.
I know. I can't wait.
Is this a show I need to watch?
Oh, yeah.
I need to catch up on? I never watched Succession.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Shime, immediately. Cancel all plans today. You probably didn't have anything planned anyway.
I was going to go take a nice walk with Henry, but...
Cancel it. You've got to try and catch up. You have 3 seasons to watch before Sunday. Extraordinary television.
Okay.
Extraordinary.
And this is the final season?
Yeah. But it's in 2 parts.
Okay.
So, like, that's the way HBO is doing it now sometimes, which I don't love.
Yeah.
But, like, you get half of them now and then half of them in... May. Or
it's always the
like
best
that.
Cliffhanger May. At the middle, yeah. though.
Do you like that? How like a lot of series now? It seems like doing that. We're only like Ted Lasso's doing it, where they're only going like three, maybe four seasons in total. And then they're done with the series.
I think it's more like driven by the actors
and the storytellers. Like you have a certain story you want to tell.
But it's. I mean, we could debate this all day. We don't have time. But it's arguably the best writing when it comes to a drama series that I have seen in the last.
That's high praise.
Since Breaking Bad, maybe as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, Wiggy wants to talk about the succession plan for the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. So we'll do that. Next, before we get to the news. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. So here's Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 42 degrees here in the city of Boston. The high this afternoon is 54. It's currently cloudy out, but hopefully those clouds will part ways and you'll have a nice afternoon. Greg can make sure he gets over his 10,000 steps, and so can you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up, news of Courtney at 7:30. Dumbest of the day is, as you might expect, from Florida, not like the rest of us. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news coming up. And then they said it at 8 on today's show. But Wiggy, you told me that you have an issue with Breer saying that he believes that Robert Kraft, maybe as soon as the owners' meetings, will announce some sort of a succession plan when it comes to the head coach of the New England Patriots.
Yeah, in the words of Donald Trump, fake news. Because how can you have a succession plan when the guy that you're going to be succeeding hasn't really decided on when he's going to walk away?
But maybe that's what they have to do to keep Gerard Mayo around.
Right, but so here's where the curveball comes from. Because Gerard Mayo's a bright guy. So basically what you're doing is you're just basically massaging Gerard Mayo's shoulders and his back without really giving him real insight.
But do they believe that Gerard Mayo is, and if they do, how do they know that he's going to be such a great head coach?
They don't know.
So why would they be bending over backwards to try to make sure that he is willing to wait around until Bill decides to hang it up or to go somewhere else?
That's why I said I think all they're doing is just pumping his tires. At least it seems like if this is what Burt Breer's reporting, this is just a way for them to be like, you know, hopefully they're like, oh, maybe he buys this. Maybe he buys this. And this is a good way to massage him not to leave, right?
I don't know. If Robert Kraft at owners' meetings says to the media, yeah, Gerard Mayo is our succession plan, he can't then backtrack off of that. Once he says it, right, then that's what it will be. I don't think it's a massage, and then they can be like, oh, well, no, actually, we changed our mind.
No, it's not that they're going to change their mind. They're probably anticipating that he's not going to wait around and go someplace else, which most people would do. But this is a way for us to save face and look good and make him feel good that, hey, Gerard's our guy. He, when Bill retires, hey, he's the next guy in line. Only problem is Gerard, like I would be doing if I was in Gerard Mayo's shoes, is going, when's Bill retiring? And if Robert's like, well, we don't really know that. So then basically, like my wife says, unless they put it on paper, you're just blowing smoke up my ass.
And it looks like he left you instead of you left him.
Yeah, and it, yeah, exactly. And then so it's like, well, we wanted Gerard, but there were because I think a lot of people feel like there are going to be good opportunities for Mayo within the next 2 to 3 years to be a head coach.
That, like, 978 texter on the Subaru of New England text line says most every company in the world has a succession plan for their leaders. That's true. You put the plan in place even though the guy is still there. But you don't announce it publicly necessarily.
No, but
I don't understand why you would unless what Wiggy is saying, you're essentially placating Gerard Mayo and you feel like Gerard Mayo is of such value and is going to be such a great head coach that you don't want to risk him leaving.
No, it's not that. It's what we see with the Celtics and Jaylen Brown. And what we see in sports, it's a way for the team to make you feel good in hopes that you don't leave. But if you do, it doesn't look bad on them. Because, and this is what I was saying, Greg, there's a really good chance in 2 to 3 years, Mayo has an opportunity to be a head coach somewhere. Do we believe in 2 to 3 years Bill Belichick's going to retire?
No.
Right.
I don't.
I don't either.
I tend to, it's not because Ninkovich said it, but it made me think that Ninkovich brought up that he's, you know, very healthy. He's fit. He's trim. Do you think he's sticking around in part because of his sons? Like, do you think that's
No, I don't think that's it. I think it's, first things first, it's the record for most wins. And how many games is he off
that,
of that?
That more than 30? Winning another Super Bowl?
Well, no, I think winning another Super Bowl, but it all goes hand in hand. So let's say, what's he, at 30 games? So he's at 30 games. If you believe this team can win 10 games, an average of 10 games for the next 3 years, then that just right there alone tells you that Bill's got to coach for 3 more years. So you're telling me that Mayo's looking at it and going, okay, I'm going to turn down opportunities, real opportunities, once they stop presenting themselves to stick around here. Even though I don't know if it's going to take Bill 3 years, it might take Bill 5 years. Why would Mayo do that? And Robert, his thing is, we got to make Mayo feel good so when he does leave, we don't get criticized for going, well, why'd they let Mayo out the door? And that's all this is. And I ultimately think you're going to see Gerard Mayo go somewhere else within the next year or two because the opportunity is going to be real.
And you think that the opportunities this year were not real?
No, I don't buy these.
And you think he saw right through it?
Yeah, I think so. And I'm like, I think he saw through it in the first couple of interviews where he had prior to this year, where it's like, you know, hey, Gerard, come on out and, you know, do an interview. And I think he kind of feels like, oh, I'm a young, up and coming black coach. They're just using me for the Rooney Rule. And then all of a sudden, Carolina hires Frank Wright.
Good point in the Twitch chat. You can watch this show on Twitch every day. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And this show on Twitch is presented by Kentucky Owl, the wise man, American straight bourbon whiskey. Point is from Wiggy Eastie 202. Did you get paid for that?
No.
I feel like somebody's co-opting you.
Yeah. Sounds like a great handle.
Anyway, Greg, Bill's dad, coached until he was 80. So...
Right.
I mean, that's, you look at, don't you look at the parents when you figure out how long somebody's going to do something or what their health is going to be?
Oh, I just look at the person. And if I know the person, like I know Bill the same way I know Tom, what else is Bill doing? He's still young because we see it nowadays. You know, there are a lot of people that are in their 70s that still look young. They're still very active. They still want that rush of getting up every day and going to do something. What else is he going to do? When he loves this, and whether it's Mayo, whether it's Ty, whether it's Devin McCourty, what'd Devin say? You go in his office to talk football, he'll talk to you for 5 hours.
Yeah.
You go in his office to talk family, it's 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So what else is he going to do that's going to replace that?
Yeah. I mean, you don't think he'd be into like learning how to weave Nantucket baskets or something like that?
Yeah, I know he loves to fish, but sooner or later it's like, I'm tired of, you know, being on this boat.
Yeah. I just don't, I can't see Robert Kraft until Bill has decided what he's doing, announcing publicly what the succession plan is. It sounds ludicrous.
And
not
because that means if he does and Bill doesn't retire after 2 or 3 years, he has to push Bill out and then Bill's coaching for another team. And Kraft physically, like, absolutely cannot be the same guy who let Brady walk and then pushed Belichick out.
And by the way, Wiggy, I didn't hear what you said. Did you say 30 wins? He only needs 18.
Oh, okay, 18 wins. No, I asked that and wasn't sure.
18 to break the record.
Oh, so 18. Yeah. So let's just say that's, you know, 9 wins over the next 2 years. That's something he could still do. But the question is, if you're Mayo, are you willing to wait around? And and I don't always believe, like listen, I think Bert Breer is well-connected. He's plugged in. But wasn't there a report that the Patriots put out that Gerard Mayo was supposed to get some type of change to his title?
Yeah.
And
they kind of like indicated that.
Yeah, but aren't we still waiting around to hear from that?
Yeah.
So don't really buy into that. And the biggest thing is, how long is Bill going to do this for? It looks like 3, 4, 5 years is a real thing. And I told you, I believe that
there's a possibility that he eventually does it elsewhere.
Yeah. If things go south again, maybe he's like, you know what? I'm kind of tired.
Change of scenery. The old change of scenery from, I can't imagine it. I cannot imagine it.
An owner that's willing to hand me a blank check and say, do what you want with it.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, Wiggy doesn't buy into some sort of a succession plan announcement from the New England Patriots. We are going to get to They Said It coming up at 8 on today's show. But right now, this.
It's time for.
This is the greatest day in the last couple years of Philadelphia.
The news.
We love it.
With your host.
Pickleball's the future.
Courtney Cox.
What is a three-way?
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with 4 locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Keep it in your pants, bro.
On WEEI.
I'm sorry, Wiggs. I agreed with you, the 30. I don't know why I had 30 in my mind, too.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I wasn't 100% sure.
Yesterday morning, a freight train carrying trash derailed in air.
Oh.
5 rail cars are toppled over currently. The MBTA saying that some trains may be operating behind schedule today between Air and North Station as they try to re-rail these cars.
Now, I'm not up on train travel or the mechanics thereof, probably like I should be. But this train derailed while standing still.
Yes.
Oh. Top heavy.
So it just fell over?
Yep.
Yes. I don't know how that happens, but it's a bit alarming. I don't know if it's like a weight shift thing.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
And they're kind of trying to make it seem like, oh, well, it was stopped. Like it's better.
Yeah.
Than if it was moving and it derailed. I don't know. I think both are equally as bad. Mm. We can hear from a neighbor in Air, John Ford.
If you look down the length of it, The individual iron lengths are kind of warped and sort of sagging on one side. And we've noticed trains when they come, the big load trains, they rock unusually.
I see it because they show, there was pictures up there.
Yep.
They stacked them really high. And that's why, you know, I didn't have I wasn't a big train set kid growing up, but I feel like I know people. And if you stack the trains too high and a little bit of swaying, they're ultimately going to tip over.
You didn't have your own
model train set?
Model train set?
No. You know what my uncle was into, or maybe my grandfather might have been into it. They were into
Matchbox cars?
No. Putting together the jet fighters. You remember those?
You mean the models?
Yeah, the model.
Like the plastic models.
Yeah, like the jet fighters.
I loved plastic modeling. I especially love sniffing the glue.
Yeah. The jet fighter airplanes.
Yeah.
For some reason, they put those together. Yeah. And you couldn't play with them.
No.
They were so cool, but you couldn't touch them.
All right. Well, anyway, that's what happened in Air.
Yep.
All right.
And in Somerville, there are plans to install public toilets to help prevent, I guess there's a mess that Somerville locals are saying they deal with time and time again because there aren't a lot of public restrooms. So they're saying that people are...
People are just doing their business on the street.
Yes. Number two everywhere?
Okay. Yeah. Right. The 3 public toilets will be free and open 24/7 for folks. Here's Kat Powers from the Somerville Media Center.
We don't do enough public bathrooms. That's part of the reason that SMC keeps its doors open for people who gotta go. Because when you have to go, you gotta go. It is unfortunate that I have sometimes showed up first thing in the morning and had to clean off our building because there's, you know, a little corner or something where someone can, well, it's not use the facilities, it's use the privacy of our building or a shadow of our building to relieve themselves.
So, like, people just going out in the parks?
Yeah. I mean, that's happens everywhere. Yeah. St. Patrick's Day Parade, I saw multiple people using the restroom out on the street.
There's a special exemption on that day, I think, in the city.
Normally.
Yeah.
I guess that's good that they're finding, they're creating toilets.
Yep.
Are they like the $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 ones? Or how
I would
they,
assume.
You would assume
yeah,
so? Okay.
I would.
All right.
Crazy scene in southeast Los Angeles on Wednesday. A tornado touched down briefly. If you're watching on Twitch, Ethan has the video of this. Obviously a place that doesn't see many tornadoes. So people, of course, went outside to take video.
They did?
Oh, they
why
sure
do people
did.
Do this?
Oh,
it's for the likes, I'm sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
But, okay. We can hear a guy and gal going back and forth doing a play-by-play as a tornado rips the roof off of a building nearby.
The roof flew off.
Oh!
The other roof flew off.
The roof is flying off. Shoot!
The roof flew off. Look at the trash can.
It's a tornado, bro. Real tornado right here.
Tornado, well, that's probably bro. If they'd never seen a tornado.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you be seeking shelter somewhere?
I'd be terrified.
If you've never seen something before.
No. I know. Don't you go to the basement?
No. They're all,
did you ever watch The Wizard of Oz?
Those are people that live in Oklahoma and Kansas. But for people that live in, like, you know, Compton and South Central, they're like, this is pretty cool.
Okay, but as soon as the roof flies off, I think I'm seeking shelter somewhere.
Yeah. Has there ever been a tornado in Boston? No.
There was one in Springfield, like out in Western Mass,
right?
Like so, 10 years ago. It was really bad, actually.
Imagine a tornado coming through Boston. I'm going to bet you a lot of people would be like, get the camera.
Yes, a lot of idiots. Yes, a lot of idiots would stick around and film it. Yes,
a tornado, bro.
we got to take a quick break.
Okay.
Coming up, we'll get to the rest of the news, and that includes the dumbest of the day, which is, as it often is, from Florida today, and we'll find out how one Florida state rep got caught up in a Courtney Erickson-like controversy during a meeting. So the rest of the news next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
They said it coming up at 8, and we will discuss why Kevin Garnett finally made up with Ray Allen, among other things that were said yesterday in sports at 8. But right now, back to Courtney and the rest of this morning's news.
Greg, are you someone that when you're out at a bar, you sit down to play Keno at all?
I have played Keno before.
You have? Wiggy?
I don't mind. I like Keno.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't mind it.
For the first time ever, someone has won $1 million.
You're
playing
kidding me.
Keno. Yep.
Was that like 13 numbers?
12.
12. It would be 12 numbers. Somebody finally hit on in a bar.
Yep. It happened Wednesday at Zenner's Pub and Deli in Pittsfield. One player won the 12 spot, consecutive numbers 1 through 12.
What?
Yep.
1 through 12 hit consecutively?
Yeah. And then one player in Taunton matched consecutive numbers 1 through 11. They won $500K.
Wow.
And then four other players hit 1 through 10, and they won $100,000.
Person who won has probably spent $3 million on Keno over their lifetime. But I imagine that. You're in a bar, and then suddenly you're $1 million richer when
insane
that thing hits.
Well, you got all 11 numbers, and you're like, all right, one more.
Yeah.
But I imagine it must be... you get through the first four or five numbers, you're like, wait a second. Because I always have, like, when I do it, I do, like, four or five numbers. I think it's, like, $1 to win, like, $100.
Yeah.
So, and
yeah.
You're like, all right. But, and you see now all your numbers are hitting, and you're, like, six, and you're like, oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. So that's $1 million.
Million bucks. Yep. Right. And the TSA has determined that peanut butter is a liquid because what? Its shape is dictated by its container.
So you can't bring peanut butter on a plane now?
Well, it has to be 3.4 ounces or less.
Oh.
And...
Wait a minute. Well, there's so many things that are interesting about this. First of all, peanut butter is not a liquid.
It's a semi-solid.
Yeah.
It's not a liquid.
Some peanut butter,
no, I agree. It's a semi-solid. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Some peanut butter brands are more liquidy than others.
Really?
Well, oh, yeah.
Some are more watery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I prefer the Teddy's.
Teddy's.
I don't know if you like Teddy's or not. Local company. I do like a scoop of peanut butter in my... protein smoothie.
Yeah, I think everybody is Mardo.
And I like the chocolate in there, and then I like some frozen fruit.
Do you like the crunchy actual nut in there?
Excuse me?
Do you like the crunchy nut in there?
I like the...
Because you know some peanut butters...
I don't go crunchy. I was never a crunchy peanut butter person.
Okay.
Like when
smooth
people,
all day.
It's only savages that... Like somebody's making a peanut butter and jelly, and they use the crunchy,
yeah.
You're an absolute savage. Like that ruins the whole sandwich. Mm-hmm. But it's not a liquid.
I don't get that one.
I mean, who's bringing peanut butter on a plane anyway? I mean, I would feel like you'd probably just get by that when you got somewhere.
I bring Reese's peanut butter cups on planes all the time. Am I no longer allowed to bring peanut butter cups?
Oh, interesting question.
That's a liquid, yes.
I always thought a liquid was something you could pour.
Yes, yes.
Right, but you can't pour peanut butter.
Yeah, no, I don't. All right, well, that's interesting. What else?
Church leaders in Missouri are claiming that prayer,
mm-hmm.
collective prayer, regrew a woman's amputated toes last week.
Wow.
Unfortunately, surprisingly, there are no photos or videos that have been shared of this, but we can hear from the woman herself, Christina Dines.
So I had three toes that were amputated in a terrible accident. I heard the word for creative miracles, and I thought, well, I certainly have a creative miracle that I might need. I need three toes to grow back. The person next to me said, do you want new toes? And I was like, well, sure. All the women got down and they prayed over my foot. And I decided to take my shoe off to see what was happening when he said, let's see the progress or if anything's happened. And when I did, I had to grab the person next to me and say, do you see what I see? And I saw three toes that were forming and now there's length to them. Tonight, I can stand on my tippy toes. Listen, do you understand? I can stand on tippy toes.
Wow.
I'll tell you, there are going to be a lot of bald men going to this church.
I don't know if I believe her.
Hell no.
I'm all about prayer.
I hate to question anybody, but...
I love prayer like the next person, but really?
Yeah.
I need three toes?
I mean, are you kidding me? So, like, what, did they grow, like, right out of her shoes?
She's making it seem like she took her shoe off and they collectively watched her as they prayed as it grew.
I mean, that's a little suspect to me, but nice to have faith.
Yep.
Okay.
Can you please put your 10% tithes now into the collection plate? We gave you three toes. Yes,
yeah. Yeah, she's got an IOU. She got to pay them for the rest of her life, I would guess.
Yeah.
Preacher got to eat. Okay. That Bentley don't pay for itself.
Mm-hmm. Ja'Kira Anderson, she's 23 years old in Wisconsin. She's been charged with first-degree intentional homicide in the shooting death of a 34-year-old Kasu Samba. It all happened at a car dealership when Anderson wanted a refund or to exchange a car she had leased for a different one. She wasn't liking the car.
Okay.
They got into an argument. Things escalated as they always do.
Like, what? I mean, we talk about it all the time, so it's really no surprise, but people are they're just on edge at all times. Like, so she killed somebody over an issue with a car?
Yeah, the car dealer tried to escort her out of the building because it was getting so heated, and that's when Anderson pulled out the gun and shot her dead.
Okay, that's awful.
Well, yeah. I don't think some people are completely sure how the return policy works on leased vehicles. You know, I think they think it's like, you know, a pair of shoes or some clothes you buy.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't like this shirt. I'd like to return it. You know, maybe I get some store credit or something, another shirt. They're trying to do that with a vehicle.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
A 90-year-old tortoise named Mr. Pickles just became a father of three for the first time.
Wow.
Miracles do happen. We could hear from the zookeeper, Chris Bednarski, explaining the miracle of Mr. Pickles. I need to look that up, but here's the sound.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't for a lack of trying. He gets to work quite often, but the soil out here is so hard and compact. We get a lot of rain, so it's not ideal for incubating the eggs out here. We have had a baby hatch out here, 20-something years ago on accident, hence his name Fluke. This is his first offspring.
How old was Mr. Pickles' turtle baby mama? Was much younger, I'm guessing, probably, right? Like in her 60s or 40s or something like that.
36.
Oh, okay.
So that seems like it's around the same age as Greg. Not all hope is lost if Greg would like to procreate once again.
So 90 years old and Mr. Pickles is still having little turtle babies.
Well, 90 in turtle age is relatively young.
Yeah.
That could be like half his lifetime.
Who has more kids, Mr. Pickles or Nick Cannon?
Nick Cannon. I would say Nick Cannon.
Because at 90, this is the first time he's having them. This was in Houston, at the Houston Zoo.
Okay.
But yeah, Greg, so if you want something, you can still achieve it.
I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of work having a baby.
You do go back and forth on it quite a lot.
I back and forth on it.
I think there's a certain limit. Like, no.
What do you mean? Limit of what? Age?
When you should be having a child. Yeah.
What's the limit? I mean, people like Tony Randall, the actor, had a kid when he was like 80.
Yeah, see, no, I would say, I think maybe 50 might be the cutoff.
Oh.
Even then, it's
50?
Yeah, that might be the cut. Because you got to think, 50's right?
50's like the new 30, bro.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Is 50 the new 30?
Yeah, 50 is the new 30.
Because you got to think, your teenage years for your kid, let's call it, 14, 15, 16, 17, you're now going to be 65, 68 years old. Hmm.
I don't know. I feel maybe once you get to 70, you're only going to have 10 years with the kid.
Yeah.
You consider that.
You're going to be a grandfather at some point soon, too.
Well, that's why I said 50 is a cutoff.
I don't know when that's going to happen. All right. Anyway, don't ever use the grandfather word with regard to me on the radio.
Well, gosh.
Some granddaddy.
Some smokes out there think I'm 33, 34, something like that. Don't.
I mean,
don't. Let's get to the dumbest of the day.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
All right. Courtney moment from Florida. Not like the rest of us during the dumbest of the day. We listened to everything that happened yesterday. And we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day. This is Florida State Representative Will Robinson, who was at a committee meeting this week and apparently was asked to read some names into the record. And much like Courtney during one of her leads recently on this program, he apparently didn't pre-read he did pre-read, he was unable to think about the interesting way in which the names had been composed. Here is Representative Will Robinson.
Florida Station of Counties waves in opposition. Anita Dick is an opponent. Waves in opposition. Holden Hiscock is also an opponent. Waves in opposition. Jimmy. Florida Apartment Association.
Is that allowed to be said?
It's like Eric Shunn.
It's a name.
Yeah.
It's a name. Guy's first name is Holden.
Right. Her first name is Anita.
Oh. What an idiot.
Oh, poor guy. If this has never happened to you, you never lived. Truly. And if you write them out, he's going through the motions of his day and he's just reading what they put in front of him.
I mean, listen, you fell for it.
Yeah.
It is a real name. It's Anita Baker. I've heard of a lot of Anitas. Yeah.
All right.
Well, who's the other guy?
Never mind. Thank you, Wiggy. Well, he's a king of low-hanging fruit. Yeah.
But the second name was funnier.
All right. That is the news this morning. Coming up next, we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.